This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Okay, so today, Andy, we're going to talk about two different health reports that have recently come out, which are ranking Georgia pretty low. First, let's talk about the LeapFrog Group report, which ranked Georgia hospitals on different factors related to patient safety. So, first of all, can you tell us who LeapFrog is exactly, and then how they ended up ranking Georgia?
LeapFrog was founded by a group of employers basically to monitor patient safety and to evaluate it with letter grade, just like you would get a letter grade as a student, you know, A, B, C, D, F. And where Georgia stacks up is we're in 40th place among the states, according to LeapFrog. And what that's all about is out of the 74 hospitals that were rated, only 14 got A's. And so the 40th place pertains to the percentage of hospitals that got A's. It's less than 20% in Georgia, and it's kind of stayed about the same for the last few report cards that LeapFrog has done.
And why were we ranked so low? Like, what were some of the factors that played into that?
Well, it's all about, they monitor medical errors in hospitals, infection rates in hospitals, whether there's protocols for hand washing, regular hand washing by staff. They evaluate a hospital's use of prescription writing based on computers rather than by hand. And then they also take a look at the nursing staff and many other factors. So this is a grade that hospitals really watch out for. I mean, LeapFrog was kind of obscure 5 years ago when they first started this, but now every hospital wants to know their grade.
Okay, so moving on to another report, the March of Dimes recently graded states on their preterm birth rates. So, Andy, how did Georgia do on this report card?
Well, unfortunately, Georgia got a D on preterm births. Our preterm birth rate went up from 10.8% of births in the state to 11.2%, and these are 2016 numbers. And that mirrored a national increase, too. I mean, the nation as a whole is not doing very well in terms of preventing preterm births. The national rate is now 9.8%.
And remind us, why can preterm births be harmful?
Well, it's the largest contributor to infant death, for one thing. And for those preemies that survive, often face medical challenges. So all that medical care takes a financial toll as well as an emotional and human level toll.
Okay. So, Andy, what kind of picture do you think these two report cards are giving us about the state of health in Georgia right now?
Victoria, I think there's work to do. I mean, there's work to do across provider groups, whether it's hospitals and doctors, and it's also community work that needs to be done for women who are pregnant in terms of ensuring that they reach the 39-week optimal time to deliver. There are some programs like centering pregnancy programs that are really good, and they're in communities, but we need more of them. So the emphasis on our grades, I mean, we don't do well on any kind of national measurement in terms of whether it's obesity or diabetes or patient safety or the overall health of our seniors or adults or children. I mean, we need to do better on just about all of these measures of patient health.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week. Thanks for talking with me.
Glad to do it.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.